and welcome to Audio FAQs of Digital Product Design Intensive. This is a signature program from Experian, which focuses heavily on helping designers to up their competency for digital product design. And let's begin answering some of the most frequently asked questions from our current students and our prospective students across the board. So here are some things that has come up time and again, and we would like to give you our perspective on where we stand, why we have designed it a certain way, why this, why not this, and where does this come from? All of those things we will talk about in the most authentic way, the way we think about it. So let's start answering some of the most important questions that may help you in making informed decision before you jump into DPDI. So let's get started here. Here is another important question that keeps coming to us specifically: what will I learn? Right? Give it to me in bullet points. If that's the kind of question, then let me split it into three parts. One is a tool set, a skill set, and mindset. So every maker should have all these three aspects. And this is like a plumber's toolkit or a carpenter's toolkit. This is a maker's toolkit. So all these things are available in this box. And depending upon the context you face, you will use different tools to solve the problem. It's like when a screwdriver is used, when a spanner is used, when different tools are used. That's exactly how I look at it, if you can imagine what I'm talking about. So in that sense, we want to teach you one tool that will come with you pretty much as a digital product designer's tool. So we want you to master Figma. And whether it is for making wireframes or even writing your presentations, for whatever that is. In fact, we want you to be comfortable to walk, talk, literally sleep in Figma. That's how comfortable you should be in this tool. And there are many, many layers to this. And as a result of it, you will gain a certain mastery over the fundamentals of Figma. So that's one first thing. The second thing is a number of frameworks. Out of the 20 radicals, you would take away at least 20 frameworks with you. And as a result of it, these are the toolkits that you would be having. It could be in the form of your thinking toolkit. It could be a form of a thinking, doing, doing, thinking, doing. So all these four aspects of thinking and doing are kind of covered. All the four quadrants are covered. For example, how do I move from chaos to clarity? That will be a framework for you. How do I move from thinking to doing and doing to thinking? That'll be a framework for you. Like that, these are all frameworks, which are also tools that are given to you. And you will be given skills on how to use these frameworks and when to use these frameworks. And that's another big part of it. In addition to all of this, the typical concepts of user experience design, user interface design, user research, value proposition design, all of this will also be fed to you. It's literally like 8 subjects coming together. And I have chosen, I have cherry-picked these aspects. What are the things that you cannot miss as a digital product designer? There are things that can be added to you, and all of those things are given to you as bonuses, which is more knowledge about gaining a new pair of eyes. So if you kind of, if you have seen some experts work in their field, you will see the magic. That's what I call as new pair of eyes. If at all you are very excited about Grey's Anatomy or Good Doctor or things like that, you will see that he'll just squeeze the hand and say that which nerve is not working. And that's the new pair of eyes I'm talking about. That's exactly how you will start seeing an interface. Ah, that pattern is not mixing very well here. There's no continuity. The way you will talk will be completely different. So that's the vocabulary. The language of design is something we wanted. In fact, I don't even want to call it as language of design. It's a language of value that we wanted to give you. And when you come here, you'll understand what is value management all about. And from a mindset perspective, it's more of a self-leadership and also an ability to work with yourself and work with others. This cannot be taught. It can only be experienced. And as a result of it, from day one, you will be put through mindset-related exercises. You might not know exactly what these exercises are because you would not be told. But based on these exercises, as a coach, I will tell you, how are you performing? And that is when you will start understanding, having an awareness that will actually transform you. Information doesn't transform you, but your action and the related awareness completely transforms you. So when you know that you are doing something, you are more aware that you are having a characteristic, a pattern, then you will start doing it differently. And that's exactly what I wanted to change. It's your identity of a digital product designer. That's what we are trying to change. And that's not something that we can actually put in a curriculum and say, we're going to change you inside out. But if you are not cooperating with me, I can't do anything. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best to really allow you to be coached. And that's something that we are definitely doing. So in terms of specifics, you would definitely know, you'll be supremely comfortable with Figma, and all our templates will be given to you in Figma. And some of the thinking templates will be given to you in Notion. So this is a workbook that you will carry for a lifetime. And these 20 radicals are split into specifics. So these concepts are given to you in either a template or a workable document or with the reflection questions and stuff like that. And from a mindset point of view, you would go through it. You would go through leadership exercises. I might not call it that way in the class, but when we are talking to you in person, we'll tell you what our observations are, because this is kind of weaved into the program. So you can't really escape being a leader, if I may say that. So this is the toolset, skill set, mindset, because all of this will make you an industry-ready designer. And when you are working in the workplace, like playing in the tennis court, you will actually employ everything that you have learned. And this is what, this compositeness is what was missing. And I hope we help you with that. And that's pretty much what you will learn. So if you come and ask me, oh, will I be getting templates for this, templates for that? Let me put it this way. Somebody who learned art through coloring books has never become a Picasso. Never. As a result of it, if you go by specific bounded arts, that's not going to excite your creativity. So there are templates given to you just to make your life easier. That's the way I want you to look at it, but not as a way to cut short or, use it as an aid or something like that. So we'll not give you coloring books, but we will make you think colors and think shapes, think forms, think a composition. That's exactly how you become an artist. In this case, you'll become a digital product designer with those composite skills. And I hope this helps you understand a little better. Hope these audio FAQs are helping you make informed decisions. In case any of your questions are not answered in this limited set, we are always available. We are just a ping away. Our website is experian.xyz, and specifically experian.xyz/DPDI for DPDI related information. See you on the other side if you have any questions.